How is GPT-4 different from what we might have experienced if we messed around with, say, ChatGPT a few days before this?
Yeah, so the big thing, so, you know, when you look at it, it really just looks like the same old chatbot as before. You can talk to it, it can respond in all of these elegant ways. You can tell it to, you know, write a poem about a lion in space. And it will do that, you know, almost immediately. It'll read really well. OpenAI, the research lab that has made it, says it's more accurate in what it says, that it's better at sensing, you know, in commands that will break the rules and saying no to those. And it's also better at knowing which requests are actually harmless and being able to respond to those. I mean, there are some controls that OpenAI has folded in, like don't use this to do violent things or target people for harassment or do any kinds of like sketchy criminal stuff. And so GPT-4 is just better at responding to those kinds of things. It's also just more like cogent. It has been shown by OpenAI to pass all of these, you know, AP and bar exams. There was a meme of like a bunch of chicken nuggets arranged in the pattern of like what looks like the world from space. And it had this like really like highfalutin fancy phrase on top. And somebody, you know, posted that meme and was like, GPT-4, why is this funny? And GPT-4 was able to like look at this image and assess that, well, it's funny because it's like this silly image of chicken nuggets in the world attached to this very like emotional, poignant saying. So that's like really kind of cool because, you know, when you're working with images, it's a whole other form of understanding that the AI has to go through. It's not just, you know, a bunch of words, but it's like diagnosing what's in a single image and then being able to like talk about it in a elegant way. The image part is, I think, really the most interesting advance. And it's also so advanced that OpenAI has said, we're a little afraid to share this publicly. Like, we don't really know how people will be using it. So it's only really allowed for specific researchers right now, and we may open it to the public when we feel more comfortable.